Yeah, but not, I don't know, not so much in this neighborhood here because we didn't have that much turnover as in school. But there was, you know, you're always testing them or whatever.
And what would you do to test them?
Oh, tease them, see how they put up with teasing, that type of thing.
Okay. Oh, I left this one out. I should have asked this before finishing with the games. What do you call the thing where you tie two long ropes to a tree and there's a seat?
Oh, a swing?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then, to get back to some older terms, I guess these are, what would you carry coal in?
A bin?
All right.
I guess that's what you store it in.
And what do you carry it in, then?
A bucket or pail.
Okay. And what would run from the stove to the chimney on an old-fashioned stove?
Pipe.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what a flue is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's up in the chimney to make sure that the smoke goes up and does not return.
Ah, okay. And what's a small vehicle to carry heavy things in that has one little wheel in front and two handles?
Wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear that called anything else? Like a Georgia buggy?
No.
Okay. How would you sharpen a knife or something like that, a little portable thing?
Whetstone.
All right, and what about a big thing that turned around for sharpening bigger? Might be fixed on a stand with a treadle.
Yeah, I know I can see it, but I don't know what the name of it is.
Would you call it a grindstone or grinding stone? Grind rock, what?
Yeah, a grinding stone.
Okay. And let's see, I think you probably have mentioned the thing that you drive is called a
car.
Uh-huh. And what would a very small one be? Maybe a sporty one that just had two seats?
A sport car.
Okay. Do you have a name for an older name for a small car?
No, I knew you were talking about an older car. Like a name for an older car?
Mm-hmm. Not a brand name. A body style, maybe. Does the word coupe mean anything to you?
Coupe means a small car.
Mm-hmm. What would they call those outside seats on very old cars, do you know?
Oh, yeah. I can't think of the name of them.
Oh, that's okay. Minor point. How about the cars where the top goes down?
A convertible.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a car that had just two doors?
Two-door.
All right. What about one that had four doors?
You get it, a four-door.
Mm-hmm. Does a sedan mean anything to you?
Sedan, I usually think of the regular car. Like, it wouldn't be a small car, it wouldn't be a racy car, and it wouldn't be like a bug, and it wouldn't be a van, or it wouldn't be a big fancy car.
Mm-hmm.
Just a normal, regular, I guess, a four-door car.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you call a very large and pretentious car? Not a brand name, but some really huge...
A big car.
A slang name for it? Would you ever say something like gas guzzler?
No, I wouldn't. I've heard the term before.
Yeah. If you saw one riding along the street, would you say, look at that?
I'd say, hey man, look at that car. I mean, it'd be the emphasis, I suppose, I'd put on it.
Okay. How about the big cars that are for families that have a tailgate and an extra seat in the back?
A station wagon.
Mm-hmm. And then small delivery trucks.
A pickup.
Okay, that has an open load bed?
Yeah.
Suppose it has a closed load bed?
A van.
Okay.